This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I say this all the time. Make leftists live their lies. Make them live their contradictions. Make them have to own up to the nonsense that they spew all the time. I don't care what it is. You have Occupy Wall Street talking about capitalism as they tweet on their iPhones and go to their REI purchase tents in tent cities about how the bad, you know, capitalists are, blah, blah, blah. They use all the products. Don't let them fly. They talk about carbon footprints. Say, if you believe in green energy, you cannot get on an airplane. You can't be in a gasoline-powered anything, a boat. I don't care what it is. If your house isn't operating off the grid, you make them live their lies. Make them have to send their kids to the schools they want to send your kids to. Make them have to do transsexual reading hour with their kids. They won't do it. They won't live their lives. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I could give you 8 stories, just randomly, where leftists don't have to live their lives. They talk about, it's funny, I was at Hillsdale College. Thank you, Jolie, for a wonderful, heartwarming welcome for me and Charles at Hillsdale College. What an amazing experience. It's been 3 days learning with these kids. Anyway, I went to a class of about Mises, and the professor is explaining how this guy predicted everything that I think his name is Ludwig von Mises, but anyway, he predicted everything that's happening today. And here's what's interesting. As you study him, you clearly see. He was talking about it. There were 2 different periods where Mises' work is applicable. But it is exactly applicable today if you look at leftism as it stands. How they don't care about he says that the government should only be about protecting your life, liberty, and property. That's it. Anything beyond that is an expansion of government. They shouldn't be dealing with drugs. They shouldn't be dealing with abortion, etc. And the only way they should be dealing with abortion is if it infringes upon the life of somebody else, which it does, the life of a child. But you get my point. They can't talk to you about dope. They shouldn't be talking to you about alcohol, etc. Except, again, when you drunk drive, I can say if you're impaired, you now have the ability to impact somebody's life. So if you're caught drinking and driving, you may lose your license or lose your freedom. But other than that, live and let live. And he's going through it, and the whole time I'm listening, I'm looking at it going, this guy was so ahead of his time, but here's the reason why. Conservatism works. When you look at rule of law and how civilized society has to be, it works. We're willing to cede protection to the police because they're here to protect our lives within reasons, within limits. What do the left do? Defund them. Get rid of them. And meanwhile, take away your guns, your ability to defend yourself. I'm not going to go through the lecture. But it was very interesting how he framed it. And what was interesting, most interesting about it is that, let me just give you some insights on Hillsdale, and then we're going to get into some of these other living their lives and making the left have to address their contradictions. What an amazing group of friendly kids. I want to give a shout out to Nathan, who is one of our tour guides. And what a great kid. I would hire him today, sight unseen. I would hire him to work for me. These kids were the friendliest. They are so non-caring about race, sexuality, gender, blah, blah, blah. The school teaches classical education. I would send any of my kids to that school in a minute if their degree plans call for it, in a minute. And I am so happy to be partnered to send some of these at-risk kids that we're profiling to that university, to that college, because they are going to come out the most amazing citizens on the planet. The faculty is engaged. The kids are engaged. The things that they bring to these kids to help them is, again, unbelievable resources. We're going to explore a lot more. I hope you'll go to seekingeducationalexcellence.org because we are partnered with them in their ambassador program. And you should sign up to help send at-risk kids to summer camp there. We're going to be trying to get money together to get these kids to summer camp, to get their parents to go. I'm telling you, if you go to that campus, I don't care who you are. My sons have gone to great colleges. I don't care who you are. You will want your kid to go to that school. That's how impressive it is. Anyway, as I said, contradictions. I wrote a book about contradictions called Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies. And it showcases how John Kerry hid his yacht in another state because he didn't want to pay the taxes. Barbara Streisand put one of her homes in her husband's name to find a loophole so she didn't have to pay taxes on her home. Madonna would not let her own daughter listen to her songs or watch her videos. But it's okay for yours. I tell you, all their contradictions. Cher, who gets GLAAD awards. These are the gay, lesbian, whatever awards, who hated when chastity became Chaz, and she gets awards from the gays. I could go down the list of contradictions. John Mayer, who said he would not, he doesn't matter if the black woman is gorgeous like Halle Berry, he could not see himself dating a black woman. And you know, this is a white musician who's worked with everybody. They harbor all the things that they claim they accuse you of, and yet no repercussions. And this is why I tell you all the time, make them live their lies. Make them have to get shots. Okay, remember they did the mandatory shots? You should say, if you voted for Biden, or if you're for shots, you should still have to get them and get boosters and wear masks. You were the people calling us super spreaders. You were acting like Gestapo when we were out doing anything, living our lives. Get your mask on! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Yelling and screaming at us, and we just forget, right? We act like it's no big deal. I was on multiple planes over the weekend. Let me tell you what. The number of people wearing a mask on my two planes that I caught, you could count on one hand. Nobody's wearing them anymore. What happened to all these sanctimonious mask wearers and shot getters? Short break, folks. I'm going to talk to you about contradictions and lies.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Make leftists live their lies. I've been saying that for well over a decade. Tell a leftist you can't own a gun. Tell a leftist you can't contact a cop. You can only contact community resource officers. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Make leftists have to put their kids in public schools and not have to and have no ability to move them around. I mean, I can give you a host of things. You want to play this thought, this game? You want to play this thought exercise? Go for it. Tell me what it is. What do we want to talk about? Give me your problem in a leftist run city, and I'll tell you. Make them have to do it. Make them get rid of gates. They can't live in gated communities. They must allow their doors to be open. They must not fight anyone who comes to them and uses the race card and says, you have white privilege. Every white leftist must give up whatever they have on, jewelry, their car, their homes, their children, whatever. If a crime is committed against them, they get no recourse. I could go on. Make them live their lies. If they have a store, if people walk in and grab, smash and grab it, they can't, obviously you can't call the cops. You just got to grin and bear and say, well, you know, they didn't have daddies. What else? What do you want? I already talked about vaccinations. They should be, it should be forced vaccination of leftists. Forced vaccinations. Give me your problem. So, I just say make them live their lives. That's what DeSantis is doing. See, Trump makes them live their lives the way they hate it. He says, I'm going to fight you. I'm going to force you to have to prove Russian collusion. I'm going to force you to impeach me, and you're going to lose. I'm going to force you to pretend that the laws that I passed as president don't apply as you raid my home and residence. I'm going to force you to target my children and my friends, something you would never do to anybody else. I'm going to force you. And I'm going to bring it up every time. And I will not stop. I'm going to talk about how you cheated. I'm going to talk about who you are, how you get nothing done. I'm going to put you on Front Street. And he's done a great job of that. There's hardly anybody who can argue that Donald Trump is not one of the best gladiators you've ever seen enter the arena. He fights for everything tooth and nail, and even in the face of people continuing a lie, and people, sadly, even conservatives, believing these lies, he says, I don't care. I'll tell you what, you want to know what endears Trump to me? That's it. The attitude that says, I don't care what you may think of me, how somebody may have fooled you into believing that I'm the bad guy. You're the idiot. And he's not afraid to say it. And I'm not either. I believe if you are a never-Trumper or anti-Trump at this stage of the game, you're a freaking idiot. You believe the hype. You should have much more intelligence than to fall for that kind of nonsense. I don't know how many times we can tell you. The media's lied to you. I mean, they're blatantly lying to you. And nobody seems to, you know, not nobody, but the naysayers, the Trump naysayers. Oh, you know, he's controversial. And I don't know. People are going to always be attacking him or whatever. Tell me who won't get attacked. I'm about to talk about DeSantis. So I already mentioned it. Man, for those of you who think DeSantis won't be attacked, are you crazy? They fear this guy almost as much as they fear Trump. So Trump says, I'm going to challenge you ideologically. I'm going to make you live your lies through litigation. He sued Hillary Clinton. He'll be suing others. And he's going to force the Justice Department, all of them. He's going to test the judicial branch. He's going to test every piece of the Democratic apparatus and say, I call you out as a liar. You're a lying scumbags. And I know people hate this word, but they're skanks. So that's why I say it. I will never not say that word. There's nothing wrong with it. And just like Trump, you're not pushing me off of it. When I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks, I did not lie. And I could have said far worse. So get off your high horses. It's a word. Florida Governor DeSantis sent two full planes of illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard last week. And over the weekend, it blew up. He wanted these left-wing knuckleheads, these knuckle-dragging Neanderthals, to get a feel for what the border states and the southern states are going through, because that's the closest thing. That's what happens. They come through the Arizona, the California, the Texas, and the New Mexico borders with Mexico. And then they go into the Floridas and places like that. And they slowly migrate north. And what DeSantis says is, no, I'm going to change the paradigm here. So these are the people, these leftists, that as long as it's not in their faces, as long as they don't have to live their lie, they can say whatever they want. Oh, it's open borders, man. Like I said, make them have to take in these criminals when they come into this country. Has anybody heard me say it? Have you said that in the past? Why don't these politicians have to live with them? Why don't they? You, have you said that? Now, you're saying personally live in their homes. Well, I say it's a start that Ron DeSantis said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you some to your state. So he sends them to New York. And they're a mayor of New York City's like, well, what's up with this, man? I mean, they get 100 illegals and lose their freaking minds. Martha's Vineyard got 50. You know how many cross our borders every single day? Hundreds. March straight into Arizona through Nogales and come right into this state. They go on. The ranchers of Arizona have been crying foul, saying, look, guys, these people are no longer just feeling like, you know, they're not humble. They threaten us. Give me water. They come into their homes. These people are scared. Democrats don't care. So, anybody who's opposed letting these interlopers come into our country illegally and start stealing, because that's what it is, is called a racist. This group that we started called Americans for Real Change, ARC. I said as part of our mission, I said, aren't you, or our purpose, aren't you sick of the same politics? Let me tell you what's going to happen. In the next primary, 4 years from now, we're going to have Republicans going at each other. We're going to spend millions of dollars, tens of millions, in every state. And you know who's going to win? The person who didn't even get the most votes. And everybody who's the, quote, loser, who represents the majority of the voters, those that didn't vote, that's what happened in Arizona. Carrie Lake didn't get over 50% of the people. Nobody got over 50%. So mostly people who are losers are represented. I'll touch base on that when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. COVID vaccines may soon be added to the childhood immunization schedule. This after a CDC panel made that recommendation Thursday for kids ages 5 to 11. The schedule isn't mandatory, but states do have the right to decide whether kids must get the jab in order to be admitted to school. The CDC vote was unanimous, 15 to 0. President Biden is in Pennsylvania campaigning for the 2022 midterm elections. Prior to leaving for Pennsylvania, the president pushes back at a reporter's question, claiming he's only campaigned for a few candidates.
There haven't been that many candidates campaigning with you.
That's not true. There have been 15. Count.
Okay, and are there going to be even more?
Yeah.
The president also spending some time in Pennsylvania touting his new infrastructure law. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you wanted to build that wall, leftists and other Democrats called you a racist, but you never ceded. Many of you, you stayed the course. You said, you know what, call me whatever you want, but I know it's common sense. Common freaking sense, folks, to protect your border, the same way it's common sense to lock your doors of your home, or lock the doors of your car, or close the gate if you have one. You don't put up a gate so people can walk through your yard. Have you ever been in your home somewhere and you come out and people are walking through your yard? There's an affront you feel. You feel like, how dare you? My home is, you know, I have a piece of property that I bought, and how dare you walk through my yard? That's why the cities put up sidewalks and you have streets. And so you go around people's property. What would happen if people were just cutting through other people's yards? I'll tell you what happened when I lived in St. Louis. If a guy was jumping the fence of your property, he was probably there to steal something. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I hate to get so complicated on these issues of common sense. I know it's difficult to keep up. 844-551-8255. You never backed down. I still see the chance, or hear the chance rather, of build that wall sometimes at a Trump rally, or lock her up, which is just as good. Or I will see the signs build that wall. In my office, I have a brick that where it says build that wall, and it's made out specifically to me. Some guy, you know, was selling them. They stamp them and, you know, put your information on there. And I'm proud of that brick because it means I didn't back down. This cries of xenophobia or, oh, you're so racist against Mexicans. Well, that's really funny because three of my boys are half Mexican. But see, the problem with Democrats and leftists is the tune changes when they're forced to handle things themselves to say, as I say, live their lies. And so when Ron DeSantis said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the illegals that they're shipping to me and I'm going to ship them to these leftist controlled urban indoctrination centers to see how they handle it. And you know what they said of Ron DeSantis when he did that? They said it's evil and humane for him to take his problem and ship that problem to them. See, because Democrats don't want to live with that problem. He sent 50 50 people that have come into this country, not through legal means, 50 to Martha's Vineyard, and they can't handle it.
Oh my God, what are we going to do? Oh.
Representative Dylan Fernandez, local lawmaker who represent Martha's Vineyard, as well as Falmouth, Nantucket, and Gosnold. If you don't know where those places are, don't feel bad. It just means that you ain't rich enough to be there. He said on social media that he was part of the logistical effort to welcome the migrants, which he claimed that DeSantis sent to gain, quote, cheap political points. Touche, Ron DeSantis, for gaining those cheap political points, because what you gain on the cheap is something that is invaluable. As they say in the MasterCard commercials, priceless. Because what he did, what Ron DeSantis did, is what any good person will do when you're trying to make a point. Expose the hypocrisy of the other side. See, it's one thing to debate the lie. It's another to make them live it. Which, by the way, he made them livid as well as live it, meaning the lie. This guy says, pulling into Martha's Vineyard right now, an island that welcomes immigrants and is stronger and more vibrant because of them, he tweeted. Currently, immigrants are being dropped off on Martha's Vineyard by chartered flights from Texas, he said in another tweet. Many don't know where they are. They say they were told they would be given housing and jobs. Islanders were given no notice, but are coming together as a community to support them. Good. Keep letting those islanders come together. I want them in the heart of Manhattan. I want them in the most Tony posh areas of San Francisco and anywhere else these leftists live in their gated community. I want them dropped inside of the gates, and I want them to have to deal with them. This is 50 people, folks. And these people are freaking out. There's all other kinds of news going on that's important news. Democrats still lying. Hunter Biden's laptop's all over the place. Joe Biden, the big guy, that hasn't been investigated. Have we found the Supreme Court leaker? No, we have not. We're exposing the FBI because Donald Trump's got his special, whatever the person is, that's going to be looking over these records that he's declassified. And so the FBI can't railroad him. So now we should be looking at the crooked nature of this FBI. We should be looking at these crooked elections because we have the midterms coming up. And nobody really wants to report how big of a failure, at least in the media, that Joe Biden has been. They don't want to talk about the midterm elections and the cheating that needs to happen because, let me tell you, Warnock is on fire. Everybody that they thought they were winning, they're finding out as soon as the commercials come out that ties that candidate to Joe Biden and his policies, suddenly the polling shifts. So we've got all these things brewing, and there's much more I didn't even talk about. And we're talking about the left are freaking out over getting 50 illegals into Martha's Vineyard. And you say it was a cheap political ploy? No, Ron DeSantis, it was a very priceless political ploy that knocked everything else off the news cycle. And you know what it did? It exposed the left for who they are. Liars. They don't want to live their life. How dare you drop those people off in our communities? And if you think it's bad now, wait a year from now when they're trying to figure out, when these people are demanding, I want housing right next to these multi-million dollar homes. I want representation. I want you to think Ilhan Omar on Martha's Vineyard, because you're going to find out there's some Venezuelans there. Now, the only good news for these knuckleheads is most of these new people coming to America, they get it. They embrace it. One of my friends, he told me, he says, Kevin, I'm building massive things in Chicago. I'm trying to hire blacks. I'm building in black neighborhoods. He goes, I can't get them to show up to work. They don't want the jobs, etc. He goes, but the Afghans, they show up, work overtime, keep their mouths shut, save their money. They're building a little community inside of Chicago that's going to flourish because they see the opportunity. I mean, I want you to imagine you've come from Afghanistan where it's warlords and it's run by the Taliban. And you get to America and you have none of that pressure. The only pressure you have is you got to make a living. But we give you the chance. So imagine you're three or four brothers working together, living in the same place, saving your money, watching this stuff. Look, I mean, think about the opportunities you see that you go, wow, our community doesn't have this. Our community is not aware of that. If you just slowly expand it, it wouldn't take you long at all to figure out, you know what? This is a bird's nest on the ground. Anyway, they didn't give these Martha's Vineyard people any notice that these people were coming. What? You mean they dropped 50 people off with no notice in this community? Wow. How will they handle it? I mentioned earlier, farmers in Arizona and elsewhere are in fear of their lives. And get this, the federal government won't even allow them to protect themselves. You could go to prison if you shoot a Mexican citizen who's threatening you on your very land. That's how the rules are. The rules are not written to protect American citizens. There should be no way that a person comes across a country and demands, you know, that you give them food or shelter or whatever, or just rifles through your land and your property, and this government not protect you. That shouldn't even happen. Why are we even debating this? Anyway, in another tweet, this guy Fernandez described the migrant drop-off as evil and inhumane and accused Republicans of using human lives as political pawns. Wow. We use people as pawns. Democrats killed 13 Marines in Afghanistan, political pawns. Democrats use every special interest group who 8 to 80 blind, cripple, or crazy as pawns. The military are pawns. Capitalists are pawns. You name it. They use everybody as pawns in their little Ponzi schemes and money grabs and have the nerve to say that this is a scheme. This is a political pawn. No, they're not. I tell you what, Democrats, do what you're supposed to do. See, what they're a pawn because we're forcing them to have to come to grips with what should you be doing here? What is the real plan of action? And when we get back, we're going to talk more about how this gets resolved.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I love this tactic of Ron DeSantis and others are following suit, Governor Abbott of Texas, where they've got these these immigrants coming in illegally, and they say, we're not taking them. You take them, Martha's Vineyard. You take them, rich, political, lily-white, leftist enclave that's really running the country. And, oh, by the way, if you don't believe me that it is the white folks that are setting the country, you know, the Democrat strategies, then don't listen to me. Listen to Roland Martin talk about it.
And I'm just going to go ahead and put it out here because someone has to say it. The fundamental problem with the Democratic Party is that white strategists are controlling the money,
mm-hmm.
are controlling the strategy.
Yeah.
We'll delve more into that in the next hour and put it into more context. But essentially, that's Roland Martin admitting that white folks are in charge. Black power with white supervision. See, what white leftist Democrats do is they make black folks think, you've got it. Ooh. And they make Latinos believe, oh, no, we care about your issues. But as soon as it hits the fan, as Roland Martin said, they let you know, we set the strategy and we have the money. And that's the way it will always be if you leave that system in place. See, what white leftist racist Democrats don't want blacks and other minority groups and so-called special interest groups to know is that you flourish more as an individual. Certainly, there are things that we should group ourselves on, but it isn't shouldn't be based on color or sexuality or gender. It should be based on good policy. If blacks want to unite, unite over the idea of education. Unite over the idea of decent housing. That's not a black issue. That's not a white issue. So that's what they should be talking about. Anyway, we're talking about DeSantis sending these migrants, and they have this self, the people of, the politicians of Martha's Vineyard are taking these selfies with the Venezuelan migrants with their little heart signals on their hands and the American and Venezuelan flags, as if leftists care about either of those flags and really have hearts. Really. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. This guy, Fernandez, says, our island jumped into action, putting together, get this, this is laughable, putting together 50 beds and giving everyone a good meal, providing a play area for children, making sure people have health care and the support they need. We are a community that comes together to support immigrants. That's what he did for 50. He gave them room and board for one day. And he put a play area, and they provided health care. They brought a doctor in and says, look at the tea like they're horses or something. And that was it. He acts like, we did our part. Massachusetts State Senator Julian Sear, who represents Martha's Vineyard, Cape Cod, and Nantucket, also tweeted about the migrant delivery, calling it a, quote, developing situation. The office of Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker confirmed it was aware of the situation and provided short-term shelter to the migrants. I want you, folks, we're talking about 50 people. This is a busload. This is a old ladies choir group from Kentucky that they're having to deal with. And you would think that the state of emergency needs to be issued, which, by the way, that's what some people have done in these states, is issue states of emergency because they got 200 illegals shipped to them from Florida or Texas. We have to issue a state of emergency. What are we going to do with all these people? I want to remind you, thousands of people every single day cross into this country through the Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, and California borders. Thousands. And when these people get 50 or 100, they're freaking. Everybody's got to, ooh, we got to step up. You know what they're doing? Let me tell you what they're doing. They're fronting. That's what we call it in the vernacular. They're fronting. See, now they're getting tested. Put away the theory. Now you're going to have to live it. And you know what they're going to do? Let me tell you right now. They're already failing. DeSantis, they write this, has repeatedly accused Democrats of incentivizing migrants to cross over the U.S.-Mexican border, which continues to see record-high crossings. He says he's promised to transport illegal immigrants to progressive states, which now includes New England, in addition to D.C., Delaware, and New York. They said DeSantis is using $12 million in Florida's budget approved by the state legislature to relocate the immigrants from his state. The two planes of illegals sent to Martha's Vineyard is just one example, one of the examples of Republican leadership showing Democrats the issue they're causing. See, this is what bothers the Democrats. They're being exposed for what they are. You want to know what they are? No, not skanks.
They are that too. They're hypocrites. They're hypocrites. That's the word you use for the Democrats. They're Democrats. They're hypocrites on all their issues. I said earlier in the broadcast, they're hypocrites on education. They want their kids educated in private schools. They don't want to put them in public schools. They're hypocrites. Look at the leadership. I dare you to go look at the Democrats across this country at any level, say congressional or above, and ask where their kids go to school. They're hypocrites. They want to give you free community college, right? We're going to erase your college debt. The debt that they erase, what about the Ivies? They want to give your kids free community college, but they won't let your kids get free Ivy League educations. There's a reason for this. I could go on. Hypocrites. They want you to watch your carbon footprint. They don't watch theirs. They live large. They talk it, but then they go do the exact opposite. They claim they want to protect you, but they don't want cops in the street. What? Give me your issue. I will give you your leftist lie, your leftist hypocritical position on it, because they don't follow it. And that's all you should need to hear. That should be enough for you to go, you know, it doesn't make sense that you're telling me this, but you're doing this other thing. And DeSantis is making them live their lie. They go on to say the Republican governors are trying to make a point that if Democrats are choosing to support these illegal immigrants, they should be responsible for dealing with them as well. Whoa, what? Shocker. You got to deal with the consequences of your actions. See, that's the problem with leftism. It's also the problem with conservatism. We don't make them deal with the consequences of their actions. These are precocious kids, and they act out, and we don't do anything about it. Solve your problem. Solve the problems that you create. At least have to confront it so that way you're more empathetic to others. See, when they're isolated from this, up in their northern enclaves, you know, by the beach and James Taylor's performing on the weekends and you walk around and it's, let me put it to you this way. If you ever visit Martha's Vineyard, you know what you're going to find? Nothing like a Democrat-controlled city. You're not going to see it. You're going to see this beautiful little piece of new utopia. You walk around safe. There's beautiful little shops. Everybody says hello. It makes leftism look absolutely tremendous. And you know why? Because they've separated it with class. They say to be on Martha's Vineyard, you have to be at a certain elevated level. So all these leftists have built themselves this elitist enclave. And they say, this is what we bring to the party. When you follow leftism, this is what you get. But what they don't want to tell you is that that's at the highest. If that's the way you want to do leftism, I'd be a leftist. The problem is it only works at that level. If we all sat around intellectualizing everything and spending all of our money and going out on Buffy's yacht, you know, having dinner over at the Van Clausen's, you know, yeah, it looks great. Leftism looks great. The problem is you got to face their actions way below that. See, the difference with conservatives is whether you are at the lowest level or the highest level, conservatism works. It's safe streets. It's good schools. It's all that. And you pick where you want to be. There are people in the conservative movement who wouldn't dare go to Martha's Vineyard. They look at it as they don't care whether it's elitist Republicans or elitist Democrats. They like their biker, you know, they like the backyard barbecue. Leftists go to their backyard barbecues. But let me tell you something. Take a weapon. So this humanitarian emergency that Martha's Vineyard is having is over 50 people. I think DeSantis is figuring out that it doesn't take many immigrants, illegals that is, to make a point. Touche.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.